This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with chef and cardiologist Dr. Michael S. Finster, better known as Dr. Mike, who is the author of his new book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us, and How to Stop It. Dr. Mike is back to help Americans change the way we view food and our diet. And as described by Huffington Post, the book is said to be as much entertainment as it is pregnant with facts, making the mass of information deliciously palatable. Dr. Mike, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Pleasure to be here with you.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So, Dr. Mike, with the title of this book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, it would leave some concerned. Should we be concerned?
It's amazing when we think about it. This sort of came to me, I think, as the guy who probably invented the paperclip. You sit down and you look at what's in this modern Western diet, and then you look at what people are told, well, you know, I've got to cut this, watch the calories, et cetera. But how in the world do we think that simply eating less of this garbage is all of a sudden going to make us healthy? I mean, it's silly, right?
You got that right. So what should our view of food be, and why does anything healthy seem to taste so blah?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the great misconceptions. It's because when people are going out now and they've tried to come up with these healthful diets, you know, this diet, low carb, you know, gluten-free, blah, 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 there's a whole list of them. What they've really, I think, tried to do is, for example, we'll take one, is a low-fat approach. Well, fat is where the flavor is. We need fats. Fats are good. It's all about the type of fats, the quality of the food. And as a chef, and this is something really that chefs have known forever, is if you want to make a delicious meal, it all depends on the quality of your ingredients. And that's where we have to start. You know, before the Industrial Revolution, everything was organic. It was raised on the farm. It wasn't adulterated with all these additives. But since the Industrial Revolution, there's been changes to our food and our food pathways such that now we really have to look at the quality of what we're eating. And remember, what we eat affects who we are.
So true. What seems to be the number one issue with Americans and their diets in general?
Well, I think that one thing that we're certainly seeing is the effects now of all this processing, all this refinement, all these additives. You know, for example, in the book I talk about this, and actually made a prediction that came true, and that was that when we look, for example, at many studies done here in Australia, found women who drank these diet beverages, these zero-calorie, artificially sweetened beverages, had a higher risk of diabetes, much higher rate of heart disease and complications. Yet, if we're practicing what so many people do, which is, hey, the less calories, the more healthful it is, we would say that, hey, that's a healthful approach. You're avoiding the sugar. It's zero calories. It doesn't affect us. But what they showed in an article in Nature several months ago was that it affects our gut microbiome and causes changes to our bacteria, leading to inflammation, which makes us susceptible to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, etc. So just think about that. Consuming the zero calorie, the low cal approach, actually, it turns out, making you fat.
Very interesting. Today we are with chef and cardiologist Dr. Michael S. Finster, better known as Dr. Mike, who is the author of his new book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It, here on eHealth Radio's Nutrition and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Mike, I've seen some material that you have some interesting takes on why you think we desire sugar, salt, and fat so much. Get into that, if you would.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I think sometimes I'm sort of a student of history. I've always appreciated history, and I think that gives us a perspective to see where we've been so we can understand where we're going. And again, 100,000 years ago, when our ancestors were dragging their knuckles around the Serengeti, things like sugar, salt and fat were scarce, and we have to have salt to live. Our ancestors have always been omnivores, eating a lot of plants, and as such, we have to then supplement that with salt. Carnivores get all the sodium and salt that they need from the flesh that they consume. So we have this built-in desire to seek out salt because it's necessary for life. And anything that helps us survive as an individual or as a species ends up becoming associated with pleasure in our brain. That's how nature gets us to repeat certain behaviors. And some people say that this desire, this innate hardwiring for salt, is the origin of all addictive behaviors that humans exhibit. Certainly along with those is a desire for sugar and fats for the very same reasons that they helped us survive. Nowadays, though, our diet is completely different, and that can be used against us to get us to form habits that maybe aren't the best, maybe definitely not the most healthful, and we can kind of subtly get addicted to certain types of foods, particularly when they add sugars to bread, to hit us at that subliminal level, so we keep going back for that, you know, that takeaway burger.
Yeah, you're certainly right on that. Now, if you would briefly touch base on your 30-day program, helping us break the shackles of the modern Western diet with tools that we would be able to use for a lifetime.
Well, this is sort of the great thing about having an appreciation for real food is life, let's face it, is too short for crummy food. There is no salvation in deprivation. So this is all about learning to taste again. So we start, you know, very simply. One of the things I want folks to do is, you know, start enjoying different flavor profiles, herbs and spices, instead of just the modern processed stuff, which, again, is just layer after layer of sugar, salt, and fat. We certainly can use salt to season our food. No problem there. We certainly want to use the right kinds of fats. There's lots of healthy fats out there that are good for us. In fact, there are essential fatty acids that we must have for our bodies to function in a normal physiologic way. Certainly, we can use some natural sweeteners, honey, etc., when we want to do those things. So we want to cook delicious food. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to be happy because, believe it or not, that's associated with improved health outcomes. And we also want to take care of our gut bacteria, very, very critical for health. And that comes about by probiotics, prebiotics, which fiber is one. You hear that we often have to have more fiber in our diet. And then breaking away from all these additives and just get real, authentic food. I mean, if you want to live, how can we expect to live and live well when everything we're eating is dead and processed out of a can?
Lastly, if I were to take action with you as my nutritional mentor, where should I begin to make changes in my daily diet, saying that I'm kind of on the border of obese? I'm not, but I'm just using that as a hypothetical situation.
Well, I'd say, what we want to do is find the foods that you enjoy, real foods. Again, not this processed takeaway junk. You say, well, you know, I kind of like Mexican food. Explore those flavor profiles. Start using real food, really tasting, enjoying, cooking. It does require a little bit of a commitment and effort, but, you know, it's easily done. You might be watching a ball game, you know, over the weekend. That's a great time to make some homemade stock that's going to last you for an hour because it just sits on the stove and you strain it off. So it's those little things that'll get us on our way, starting those little good habits.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you. Could talk to you for a long time, but tell us where folks can be in contact with you, get more information online, and also how they can best pick up your book.
Sure, they can pick up the book at Amazon or any of their local bookstores. Just ask for it. Follow us on Twitter at WCWD, Facebook, What's Cooking with Doc, and they can certainly follow along at the blog. I'm always posting my thoughts on things, www.whatscookingwithdoc.com.
Awesome stuff. Dr. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with chef and cardiologist Dr. Michael S. Pfister, better known as Dr. Mike, who is the author of his new book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It. And once again, the website of reference is whatscookingwithdoc.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.